Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. 2 days ago, I shared an episode on the billionaire doomsday preppers who appear to be increasingly terrified of their own choices and the impact of those choices. In Douglas Rushkoff's The Guardian article published in September of 2022, Douglas discusses interacting with these billionaires. And he said this, "What I came to realize was that these men are actually the losers. The billionaires who call me out to the desert to evaluate their bunker strategies are not the victors of the economic game, so much as the victims of its perversely limited rules. More than anything, they have succumbed to a mindset where winning means earning enough money to insulate themselves from the damage they are creating by earning money in that way. It's as if they want to build a car that goes fast enough to escape from its own exhaust." I know I shared that quote before, but I do think it's important to remember that that Silicon Valley escapism that Douglas Rushkoff refers to as the mindset encourages those who adhere to the mindset to believe that the winners can somehow leave the rest of us behind. And I quote, "Never before have our society's most powerful players assumed that the primary impact of their own conquests would be to render the world itself unlivable for everyone else. Nor have they ever before had the technologies through which to program these sensibilities into the very fabric of our society. The landscape is alive with algorithms and intelligences actively encouraging these selfish and isolationist outlooks. Those sociopathic enough to embrace them are rewarded with cash and control over the rest of us. It has become a self-reinforcing feedback loop." He goes on to say that this mindset allows for the easy externalization of harm to others, and it inspires a corresponding longing for transcendence and separation from the people and places that have been abused. The article itself goes on to talk about Douglas interacting with other types of preppers, people who have that mindset but aren't in the billionaire class. But I can't help but to think that we all have a little bit of that mindset in us. But I try to remind myself that historically, every single generation has been convinced that they were living in the last generation. Impending disaster is always just around the corner, if you're willing to think about it. And because people who are afraid or anxious tend to spend more money, it is a profitable business endeavor to keep us hopeless and afraid. Douglas goes on to talk about his experience with different types of preppers. One specifically was a prepper with security clearance, field experience, as well as food sustainability expertise. But this guy, as opposed to the billionaires he was previously working with, agreed that the best way to cope with an impending disaster was to change the way we treat one another, the way we treat the economy, and the way we treat the planet right now. Meanwhile, this person was developing a network of secret totally self-sufficient residential farm communities for millionaires guarded by Navy SEALs and armed to the teeth. But the point is, he recognizes that he can prepare all he wants, but if the community is not there and people continue to be desperate because they aren't offered the basic necessities, it doesn't matter how you prepare. Money cannot buy you community, which means it cannot buy you protection or safety. The author refers to this person he's speaking to as JC, who says, "The only way to protect your family is with a group," which is why he has spent his time developing projects that focus on curating and training teams, securing at least one doctor and dentist and farmers who specialize in sustainable agriculture. But he had a quote in which I can't stop thinking about. He said, "Honestly, I'm less concerned about gangs with guns than the woman at the end of the driveway holding a baby and asking for food." He paused and sighed, saying, "I don't want to be in that moral dilemma." So while JC is not some Marxist hippie environmentalist, this business model does give us the same communitarian spirit, which is crucial for survival. And I quote, "The way to keep the hungry hordes from storming the gates is by getting them food security now." And as a result, his specific project is to get investors who receive not only maximum security compounds, where they can ride out the coming plague or solar storm or electrical grid collapse, but they'll also receive stake in a potentially profitable network of local farm franchises that can reduce the probability of a catastrophic event in the first place. If you focus on fewer hungry children now, then you won't have to worry about them at the gates when it comes time to lock them. But the fascinating part about this is the billionaires don't like the community aspect of these projects. They don't understand it, they don't think it's worth it, and as a result, they don't realize that they're actually shooting themselves in the foot. As Douglas puts it, most billionaire preppers don't want to have to learn to get along with a community of farmers, or worse, spend their winnings funding a national food resilience program. The mindset that they have that requires safe havens is less concerned with preventing moral dilemmas than simply pretending they don't exist. But the point this author is making is that these hermetically sealed bunkers cannot actually save you and are actually more likely to cause more harm, as it makes them more dependent on complex supply chains and community efforts to help them sustain solar panels and water filtration and things that they can't just buy their way out of. Basically, they weren't actually looking for a way to save the world or even save themselves. They were wondering if they could earn enough money to insulate themselves from the reality they were creating by earning money in that way. Which brings me to the reason I wanted to share this article in the first place. And that is, everything we do comes from a place of love or a place of fear. And there is nothing wrong with fear, but making decisions out of a place of fear can actually create more toxicity and more of the environment you feared in the first place. This is why it's so important to lead with love to ensure you're not just creating a comfort net or a distraction to make you fear less. Because the fear part is inevitable. We will experience things that cause anxiety, but just because something impacts us does not mean it has to control us or dictate our future behavior. So if you, like me, find yourself going into the everything's on fire, the world's an apocalypse, what's happening in this timeline, cycle of fear and hopelessness, then maybe it's time to reassess how we're responding to that and start embracing more community, connection, and love in the now so that those fears will not only be abated by that behavior, but also may vanish completely because we're not playing into them. Anyway, that's the end of the bunker talk for now. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.